Now come a little bit closer.
Tanajan, I want to ask a question about, I think I want to change my meditation to the Buddha.
Yeah?
Anapanasati seems to be, the breathing is very subtle.
Yeah?
And I don't get to be aware of it too much. And it's, I have a very interesting experience when, with the breathing.
Yeah?
The body goes into this state which is very relaxed. There is no feeling per se. Mm-hmm. The body feels very, I don't feel cold or hot.
Uh-huh.
It's very relaxed. It's, mm-hmm. it's, but I don't go any deeper. I noticed a few days ago the mind is sort of quiet,
mm-hmm.
but the thought will come once in a while,
mm-hmm.
and it just, and very few, and it doesn't go. It doesn't go in this cursive. It stops, but it's, for whatever reason, I'm not able to go deeper into, more deeper into calming the mind. And I don't know, what's the difference between thinking about a thought and actually being aware, being mindful of the thought?
And you see the thought as an object, being mindful of the thought, being aware of the thought.
Yeah? No, I'm talking about the breath. When you think about the breath, or you're aware about the breath?
You're aware of the breath. And you have to foster that. Yeah? I mean, in the beginning, you have to, yeah? I mean, you have to put some labels on, yeah? To foster this knowingness that you want to develop. Because that's why you don't get deeper, because the sati, or this knowingness, is not there.
Mm-hmm.
So that knowingness, you know, I mean, at least you're aware of a calm state, yeah? But you don't see all the background thoughts going on, because you're not aware enough. So you have to be more aware of the breath. So you say in-breath, out-breath, you know. And there, where you use your thoughts, yeah? I mean, the knowingness that it is in-breath already knows that it is in-breath, but we are not aware of it, yeah?
Mm.
So that's why we put a label on and say, okay, in-breath, out-breath.
Mm.
In-breath long, out-breath, yeah? Short or whatever, yeah? Or it is detailed or not detailed.
The trouble I have is I don't feel the breathing at the nose.
Mm.
It almost goes like this. I have the sensation of the breathing in the whole body.
Yeah.
It's
that's okay.
And I feel it with the whole body.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It kind of goes in up and down. It's not really, or not up and down. It's like kind of relaxing the body. That it's kind of goes.
That is all okay, as long as you have a point of reference.
That's the thing, there is no point of reference because it goes into the...
That's why you have, you know, your concentration is there, yeah?
Mm, but it's not there, that's the thing, I don't feel it there, I don't...
No, you don't have to feel it there, but you put your attention on here.
So I don't have to feel the...
No, you don't have to feel it, yeah? Yeah?
I find it much easier with Buddha.
Yeah. Yeah, then use the Buddha.
And what's the, you just repeat the word, whatever you,
yeah.
The whole day long.
Yeah,
when you meditate, long. When you walk, when
yeah.
I speak with
when
you right
do,
now.
When you sweep, you repeat it all day long.
And
yeah.
Just repeat it like this,
mm-hmm.
constant. And
yeah.
I started doing it yesterday, and I noticed some interesting changes, how it goes faster, slower.
Yes.
At one time, stop, and then, so you just keep...
It shouldn't stop, yeah.
Mm. It shouldn't stop, so
yeah.
You kind of... It's just kind of also to see the mindfulness, kind of to test yourself, see how mindful you are. When you lose track of it, when did you remember to bring it back, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's no problem, you know. I mean, you can use both, you know, Buddha and breath, or just the breath, or just the Buddha. Yeah, I mean, that depends on, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever feels comfortable for you, you know. But you will notice after 1 or 2 weeks you will get stuck as well. Because the sati, you don't develop the sati, yeah? And we are always, you know, with one eye looking for this calm or peacefulness and so on. And that's why we don't develop the sati.
How do you develop? How you don't get stuck after a week or two?
That's what I just explained to you. You have to know at every moment how the breath or how the Buddha is. Is it fast? Is it deep? Is it shallow? Is it, you know, is it the beginning of the Buddha? Is it the end of the Buddha?
Okay, be interested in Buddha. That's
yeah,
what you say.
Yeah.
Just be fully interested
yeah.
And I actually got yesterday a very interesting state when I was in Bhutto.
Yeah.
And an hour passed away, and I didn't feel like that hour.
Yeah. And so, that happens in the beginning because you have new objects. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're normally, if you do it for 2 weeks, you know, I mean, you're not interested in the Buddha anymore. Hmm? And your thoughts go all around the world, yeah?
Well, so, I mean, interestingly, the thoughts are not going around. They are going, but not as much. There is not much discursive thinking. But I'll see with Buddha. That's the thing. Because with breathing, it's so subtle, and you don't notice it. But like you said, it's a new object. It's interesting right now. Let's see how
I mean, with the breath, it is. It becomes actually, you know, once you don't feel the breath anymore, once the breath becomes subtle, and you have sati, I mean, your awareness of the breath is much, much stronger than you ever felt it before.
And that's the thing.
It's a problem with the sati, that people don't have enough sati, you know, that they don't know, or it is too difficult for them to develop the knowingness because all what they are after is this calmness, yeah?
And maybe the body is looking for that, it's just...
No, not the body, the citta is looking for it.
The citta.
Body doesn't look for anything.
The body is hurting, that's what citta is looking to kind of... But also...
Yeah, you don't see these small things that are happening, yeah? Mm-hmm. In the realms of the body, you know, this little pain or this, that. So develop the sati, you know, and that is difficult, yeah? It takes a while, yeah?
That's why we're here. Yeah. Also, with the body seem to kind of go into the state where it wants to, the breath is so shallow, also like almost stops it, and then it starts it again. It doesn't stop completely, but it goes very, very slow. Then it's
becomes very slow. Yeah.
And then again, kind of starts going a little bit faster, and then
because there's some, you know, because you don't have enough sati, yeah. You don't see, you know, the fear coming up and it stops, I'm dying.
Probably that's what it is. I thought that's what it is. Because it just goes into this very subtle flow and then all of a sudden, then it will start going fast.
Yeah. If you don't have the sati at this stage, you will never be able to enter Apana Samadhi. Because you really have to know every thought. Yeah? You have to know the intention. Before the thought arises, you have to know the intention to think. You don't know what the thought is about, but you know which direction the intention is. Eh? And then you see the thought developing. This is the sati that you need. Yeah. Also for investigation, you need the sati. You know, you have to develop it. And it is, for us, it is most difficult. Yeah. Because we always look for results. Yeah, I mean, yeah, thinking, yes. And then we don't know what is going on in the citta.
Is Buddha also can get to to jhana?
Of course. To jhana, I don't know. I'm not talking about jhana.
What's the difference between jhanas and
they're on a different level.
They're on a different level?
Yeah.
But it's the same. You concentrate on the breathing.
Yeah.
And then you're aware of breathing and eventually you...
If you have not developed the jhanas in previous lives, you will not end up in jhana. If you have developed it in previous life, you automatically, when you do anapanasati, you will end up in one of the jhanas.
Once the mindfulness is strong, you could or you could not.
But if you have never developed it, or if you have not successfully developed it, you will end up in samadhi. And there's no point in, you know, developing the jhanas.
Samadhi is good enough to...
And samadhi is good enough, yeah? And especially sati, you know? Because you have to remember, I mean, on the path of practice, sati panya are the only weapons we have to fight the kilesas, yeah? It's not the calm. The calm only is there, you know, just like you need to sleep, yeah? When you rest the body. Yeah? That is a calm meditation, samatha meditation, yeah? We need to rest the body so that we need to rest the mind. That's why we go into samatha. And when we come out of the samatha, I mean, we do investigation. That is hard work, yeah? And so, I mean, once the mind gets tired of the investigation, it rests again in samatha. That's why we need samatha, yeah? Samatha is not the way to enlightenment. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that, yeah?
No, I was listening yesterday to a podcast by Lumpur Punadamo, And he said that it depends on your character. If you have some wisdom, you don't need as much samatha. But if you don't, then you really need samatha, because going into investigation.
Who is that?
On the podcast, Lumpur Punyadamu. Jim Punyadamu. The British. The British Ajahn, he was with the Lumpur Mahabua.
Oh, Panyavato.
Ah, yes, Panyavato?
Yeah.
I thought it says Panyadamu. Yeah.
Cannot be.
Okay.
There was only one British monk with Ajahn. Yeah.
Okay, so.
That's actually two, but you know, I mean Panyavato.
And he did refer to samatha as that state where you...
Yeah, I mean, he didn't talk about the chanakya.
No, he didn't. He said to also the same thing you said. If you didn't develop it in the past and you don't have aptitude for it, then there is no point to do it.
Yeah, but you can be assured, yeah? That most of the Western people need to develop samatha first, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because otherwise you're just thinking, yeah?
Thank you very much.